FM 81 in Dallas and Fort Worth, the voice of the people.
And welcome to Lambda Weekly. I'm David Taffet, and I am here in the studio with...
You're listening to Lambda...
Nope. We didn't get that. Okay. We're good now. We're good. Jack is looking at me like I'm nuts. This is Lambda Weekly. I'm David Taffet. I'm here in the studio with Laurent Landis and...
Alex.
And why am I hearing all kinds of music in the background on my headphones? Are you hearing it too?
I am.
David, okay. Isn't that the way your life usually is?
It's something like that.
Uh-huh. Voices, sounds.
Sounds, voices, odd things. Are you hearing it without headphones, Alex? No, he's saying no. That's the two of you. That's just the two of you who are hearing these odd things. You can find us on Facebook, and you can friend us there. You can find out more about us, hear our past episodes, current episodes. Are we recording this episode? We are recording this episode. So, Jack Jett, you can hear yourself later on LambdaWeekly.com.
And I will listen to it over and over and over
again. I'm sure you will. I'm sure you will. And I'm glad that you are going to do that. Welcome, Jack Jett. It's been a long time since you've been on with us.
It has been a long time.
Yes.
I got lost coming here, but...
Because you went to the old crack house.
Yes,
I did.
That's
the first time one of our guests has done that in a long time.
But he's been here before.
I have been here before. But I go by Google, and I don't have a lick of sense, David. Am I right?
true.
And so I don't have a lick of sense, and I go by Google. It tells me to go down to the crack area, and I go down there, and... Hell, I had a couple of $100 on me, and so I got us, you know, let me just say we're all going to have a happy, happy Sunday.
Well, I want to start off, you know, I work at the Dallas Voice, and this week is Reader's Voice Awards.
Right.
And you have won one, and this goes to you,
God.
Jack. Peel off the label and
wow,
read what it says.
Nice, Jack. Jack, read what it says.
You have won in what category?
In most handsome.
No.
Most studly.
No.
Most.
No.
Horny.
No.
Most. Oh. Best radio, local radio personality, Jackie Jett.
Yes.
Does it come with a job?
Well, exactly. Because, Jack, when I told them at the office that I will be happy to give you
beautiful.
That, I said I would be happy to give it to you, that I was going to see you this weekend. And I said, and I will point out to him that while he may be the best radio personality in Dallas, Laurent and Alex, our show hasn't been canceled.
It has not.
congratulations on being the best radio host without a show.
And you know, this thing, I got this last year, and it really, really, I have it up in my living room. It really means a lot to me. It really does, all joking aside. But it also means a lot to me that I can still kick Jagger's butt. That means a lot to me, you know, that I don't have to have a website with big, busty women on it to try to prove my metrosexuality or whatever she's trying to prove. But I can do what I do and still win something like this. This is really incredible. It really is.
Okay. Now, let's just talk about it because, Laurent, quite frankly, it's not the competition anymore, right?
It's not. Jack, well, for those who don't know.
What?
What have you been doing?
And our listeners wouldn't because they were listening to us.
They were listening to us.
Him. Exactly.
That is true.
Let's go way back.
Okay.
Back to when you, like, came to the crack house.
Right.
You used to have your own TV show, cable access show.
Right, I sure did.
That was before the QTV.
Yeah, it was before, yeah.
And I had begged and pleaded with David to please let me come on this show. Mm-hmm. Please let me come on the show. And so finally he did. And then he was distraught that I brought a whole camera crew and costumes. And
he were you did, there? That
yes,
one?
I was. Okay. Yeah. He had the yellow gloves and everything. And, he and just, I loved it.
Well, I didn't know. Oh, radio doesn't have cameras. What I didn't know makeup. I don't know what to deal with.
That's right. He was in full makeup too.
Except, uh-huh. That's right. Except let's go back a little. Before the camera crew got here, Jack came in and he started getting into costume. And I said to him, Jack, you do realize this is radio, right? And then the camera crew showed up.
Yes.
And it wasn't until it wasn't until after he was in full makeup that we realized, oh, we're getting filmed.
I know. Okay. You know, the sad thing is, David, is I do that every day of my life. I get up, I put on full makeup, I put on yellow gloves. I assume once I walk out the door, there will be some camera crew somewhere, but it just doesn't happen.
Well, I think you just told a fib, though, because you didn't do it today. I wanted to see the yellow gloves.
I was looking forward to seeing the yellow gloves also.
Patty, I have matured. I have matured. I have had open-heart surgery and a stroke, and I have matured.
You did, but you are a survivor, and we're so glad you're still with us.
Yes, yes. Look at my scar, everyone.
Wow.
Look at my scar, yeah, and totally don't pay no attention to the gut belly.
He is
just look at the scar.
And listeners say you're still not joking about showing the scar.
No, yeah.
No, but, you know, that's a battle wound.
Yeah. Tell me, is that not, Patty, the most macho thing you've ever
it
seen?
Is,
it
Patty,
is.
It
don't is. Do that.
How long ago was that?
That was actually last May, and it was, I tell you, you know, it was a big nightmare because I thought, okay, open heart surgery, my brothers have had it, my father's had it, it must be my turn. But I went in, and they thought they were going to have to do 5 of them, they only had to do 4. But the problem was, is the night of my surgery, while laying in intensive care, I had a stroke. The problem was, I knew I was having a stroke, and I kept telling them, I'm having a stroke. I'm not feeling the left side of my body. And they go, oh, that's normal, normal, normal. Long story short, it took them 3 days to realize, and I'm left with what seems to be a permanent limp now because I lost all the feeling on my left side. Just completely. I couldn't even type or anything.
And Jack, all joking aside, I haven't seen you for several months now, but you look much better and are walking better and sound better than you've sounded in a long time.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. You know when...
And you know I don't compliment you.
I know. So I'm actually making a notation of that.
It's
kind
of scary.
Like I said, make sure you date it.
and I have witnesses as well. But you know, the scary thing was is because I was doing so much radio at the time, I wanted to get my... once I realized I didn't have my speech back, I really started panicking. Well, they sent in a speech therapist. And you guys may know this, but because you've been doing it much longer than I have. But he was... They were doing things like breathe from your diaphragm, open your stomach, expand your lungs, and, you know, all this crap. Like, and I'm thinking, when you're on the radio, you don't have time to think about all of that.
I do.
You do? Do you expand? Whenever you go to speak, do you expand your diaphragm, let your stomach in? I said, look, you know, I get on the radio. It's all I can do to, you know, I just babble. That's all I do.
I blurt.
Huh?
You babble, I blurt.
Yeah, I babble and blurting is what radio is about. It has nothing to do with your freaking diaphragm. And I said, and besides, that's not really what I'm trying to get back. I'm trying to get back my quickie.
And being a gay man, not worried about getting your partner John pregnant, you don't use a diaphragm.
No, I really don't. He says they're very uncomfortable when we've tried to fit them in before. And can I just add something?
Sure.
Very expensive. Mm-hmm. Very expensive.
Are they really?
Yeah. You know, we usually have to choose between that and yogurt. And we'll go for the yogurt over the diaphragm any day.
Okay, so...
listeners, take note.
We are.
We missed you,
so
Jack.
Not to change the subject, we were talking about his Reader's Voice Award, you know, Best Radio Personality.
Isn't that nice?
Isn't that cool?
It's very cool.
It is
and
very
I always
cool.
thought it was going to be the Hotley and Studley.
Yes, it should be. It really should be. But
so this radio.
And by the way, there was no music. It was all in your heads.
It was coming through our headphones.
No music.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. It's a figment of something.
Yeah, it was coming through our headphones. Oh,
maybe you missed the part earlier where I'd stopped down at the old place and
got
crack.
I got that.
So maybe it was David had done a little.
Okay, so this radio show that you were on, it was on a station called Rational Radio.
Air America, and had Stephanie Miller and Ann Schultz and Ron Reagan Jr., which preceded my show. I thought that was kind of cool. And it was liberal radio in Dallas, Texas. Now, let me say that again in case you did not get that. Liberal radio in Dallas, Texas.
Unlike us, because we're the conservative gays.
Yes, you are the you are the extra log cabin Republicans.
How dare you?
Yeah, so it lasted until all the money ran out, and when the money ran out, they said goodbye. Now the Rational Broadcasting Organization, which is all shows on the internet, and they still have Rick Vanderslice and Richard Hunter and Rich Hancock and Dave and Chloe.
The local
and some,
shows that
yeah.
they were doing.
And so, you know, they're trying to... They're saying the future of the of radio is on the internet. Now, whether that's true or not, I don't know, but...
You're not doing a show with them there.
No. So I got hired with 1190, Jackie Jett with Clear Channel. Now, when that happened, John, my partner, was going... Honey,
there's something wrong here.
This ain't right. This is
Jackie Jett, Clear Channel.
John kept saying, I can't put this puzzle together. These pieces are not fitting. And I said, well, I'm becoming ultra right wing conservative, and I worship the Lord and all of that. What had happened was I was so paranoid. I had a sponsor, Luke Crossland from the Crossland Group, who was
complex that extends
and also
the strip on Cedar
the
Springs.
Cedar Springs oh, okay. Merchants Association had got behind the show and said, we want to bring some traffic back to Cedar Springs, and we're going to sponsor as a group your show and really heavily promote it. So with that all in mind, the show was going to be gayer than gay. I mean, gayer than anything I'd ever done, which is pretty freaking gay.
That's pretty gay.
Yeah, that's pretty gay. So I told the guy, the programmer that was setting it all up, and so did Luke. We said, look, here are DVDs of my shows. Here are demos of my radio shows. This is what I do.
So apparently they never listened to him.
Well, they said that, and because I followed up and said, are you sure this is okay? Are you sure this is going to be okay? The quote I kept getting back was, look, maybe they care, maybe they're not crazy about the gay thing, but money is money, and you're going to be making money, and that's all we really care about, and blah, blah, blah. So all fine and good, and I had booked 3 weeks of the most amazing guests for the show. I was really excited about it. And then on Friday, I did an interview with the Dallas Observer the Friday before, and he asked me what was different about my show, and I said, what's different about my show, and I'm going to be very careful here, what's different about my show is that I research...
Patty, can you reach the dump button up there?
Yeah. No, I can't. Don't ask me to reach anything.
Let's switch.
Okay, everyone is prepared now.
Oh, we're all prepared. I have my finger on the dump button.
Okay. And what I said was, I research my guests. I have a lot of celebrities and guests on my show, and one right after another, and I research them. I'm not one of those jocks who talk on the microphone with one hand and masturbate with the other, only I used a more generic term for masturbation. Right. And
which is a word that we're allowed to use, even though our station doesn't like it.
Okay, we don't like...
Let's just stop using it. Let's go Seinfeld on it.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's go Seinfeld.
Talk about it without saying the word.
Right. You know, doing the thing that there's nothing wrong with. So, anyway, I mentioned that, and J.D. Summer, or J.D. Freeland, the head of Clear Channel, he didn't call me to tell me he was upset with it. He called the Dallas Observer to tell them to put it in the paper that I didn't have a gig because I had said that, and that to him was a poor measure of a man. And I thought, boy, if that is the poor measure of a man, if you took anything else I had said on the radio, I'm not even a man.
So here's my really? Question. Did they actually listen to your show, to any of your
I assume
shows?
That they did, David, because we kept, seriously, about three times, myself, and because Luke was putting so much money into this thing, Luke was saying, are you sure this is okay?
Your sponsor went to them even, yes. And said, you're sure this is okay?
We went down to Clear Channel to record promos. So I was at the studio all day recording promos, meeting this person, meeting that person. So you assume that when you reach that point, that everyone knows what's going on. The fact of the matter was, the left hand didn't know what the right hand was doing. JD, who's the big redneck and Bible thumper there, found out at the end what we were doing. And it wasn't just that I was going to be doing the Jackie Jett show with, you know, interviewing all kinds of wild guests. It was that I was going to be promoting the local gay
community.
I was going to be promoting Cedar Springs and Allume, and those were going to be our sponsors. So with that in mind, it was all going to be more local and more gay and less about, you know, interviewing Dwayne Hickman from W. Gillis. And so they just
freaked
out. One
of my favorite all-time shows. I bet you're saying that Lorraine is looking at us like, who?
Well, I personally loved Sheila Kuehl.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, I think both Alex and I are going, who?
Who? Do you know who W. Gillis is?
No.
And here, but
You gotta watch Nick at Night. I don't even think they play.
Yeah,
Nick at Night.
But let me end it with this, because this is the weirdest thing. When it first happened, I was thinking, no big deal, right? Because there, I have sponsors. I have a show. What, you know? There's just one place that's not gonna. I thought we'll just go find another radio station.
Mm-hmm.
I literally have had someone checking out radio stations, and they will say to me, we don't want your kind of show. We don't want a gay show. They will say that. Our audience is conservative, and we do not want a gay show.
We've been on here since 1983, and in all that time, as far as competition goes, and it's not even competition because it's not on the same time as us, but other gay shows in the market, I remember 1190 at one point did have one on at midnight on Saturday night for maybe 6 months. Can you think of any others during
that?
Not in North Dallas.
Not in North Dallas.
There's been a show in
here,
Houston.
Here, places.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you would think, we're having, you know, we've discussed all kinds of stuff on this show, all kinds of issues that nobody else discusses, and we haven't had any other
comments. I mean, of course, there's Jagger, which you mentioned earlier, but it's not a gay show.
Did you ever look at his website?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
His website is like T&A to the max.
Oh, yeah, it is. Right. Big time.
Right.
No.
Yeah, we just had a caller that said that apparently Clear Channel was also trying to get Howard Stern on at the same time.
Yes,
you.
That was...
Yeah, and the caller said that whatever you could possibly say wouldn't be as bad as...
No.
Which is true.
Which is very true.
No, and you know the conversation I had with J.D., because, you know, I don't have any problems in calling out these people, so I called, got him on the phone, and said, look, you know, you have just screwed up something here. I've been working my butt off for it, but I said,
Did you get paid for any of your time and everything?
And I said, but can you explain to me why you can have Michael Savage on your show, on a Clear Channel show, saying all gays should die of AIDS? And he says this on your network.
And that's not an exaggeration, people. Michael Savage really does say stuff like that.
Yeah. And that is, you allow that to be said on your show. Yet I say something in the press, just to the press, as a casual thing. And you know, kick me off. And just to let you know, I even wrote a letter of apology thinking, you know, I'm sorry I said this. If you found it offensive, you know, in the press, I'll be careful from this point forward. That wasn't it, because he didn't accept. He accepted the apology, but nothing
else. We need to take a break. You're listening to Lambda Weekly on 89.3 KNON FM.
Are you having a hard time selling that old car or truck? Maybe you don't want the hassle of selling it, or you've just hung on to it for too long. That's what the KNON Vehicle Donation Program is for. Call 877-KNON-AUTO or donate online at knon.org. The tow truck comes to your home and picks up the vehicle. They give you the paperwork that you'll need and relieve the stress of what to do with the old car that just won't sell. Your donation goes to support the great programming here on KNON. The number to call is 877-KNON-AUTO or online at knon.org.
You're listening to Lambda Weekly on 89.3 KNON FM HD1 in Dallas and Fort Worth, the voice of the people.
This is Lambda Weekly. I'm David Taffin here in the studio with Patty Fink, Lauren Landis, and our guest today is Jack E. Jett.
LaRon just got so offended, he walked out of the room.
Yeah, where did LaRon go? Did he have to go potty?
I think he went to the little boy's room.
Okay.
I just wanted to make sure it wasn't something.
LaRon,
you're back.
Did you just go potty or what?
Did I say something rude and you had to leave the room?
I'm getting over a cold. I have to go blow my nose.
Oh, okay.
We're glad you did that. Okay, so you know what we were just talking about on this station that, by the way, doesn't get ratings that are as high as KNON's, so we're happy to have Jack on. What I don't understand is a station manager. I'm the station manager. You're going to do a show on my station. I tell you what I want you to do and don't do. Would you be offended by that? Here are some rules.
No, and you know, I knew going into the Clear Channel thing, because really, to be honest with you, I thought if this is my end to Clear Channel, I'll play the Clear Channel game in order to get the message that I, you know, my major concern about right-wing radio or Clear Channel type stations, the Michael Savages saying, you know, all gays should die of AIDS, is my number one pet peeve is the message that they all send out about praying your gay away. They all will somehow connect to some religious organization or have some speaker or some jock or something that likes to talk about that. That is
and
my
Bible Girl does too.
Bible Girl.
We see you comment on.
Well, you know, Bible Girl is no longer in town. Thank you, Jack. I should get an award for that. Bible Girl is no longer in town, and you know who else is no longer in town? Another big homophobe who stated those sorts of things, Rod Dreher. From the Dallas Morning News.
You're absolutely right. Correct.
Who I was constantly in battle with and am still in battle with, because Rod Dreher claimed to have been nominated for 7 Pulitzer Prizes. Mm-hmm. And we're trying to figure out, I've been trying to make him cough up where those actually were. Did he get nominated or did he just send in $25 himself and, you know, nominate
and
himself? And if that's the case, I'm getting ready to be nominated for about 30 Pulitzer Prizes, because if it's only $25 and you can add it to your resume, you know.
It's worth it.
It's worth it.
Sure it is.
But so he's one of the main ones, too, just like Bible Girl. You pray your gay away. You know, if it doesn't work, you keep praying. And to me, Patty, that is the worst, because we as gay people know it just cannot be done. Right. We know that. Nobody will believe us on it, though, you know, or very few people will believe us. And so when someone tells you to tell your children that, I know how it screws children up, because teenagers are so confused sexually anyway, that when you tell them, you know, start praying it away and then they can't pray it away, that puts them in a suicidal. And that's my big beef.
Well, I would liken it to something like left-handedness versus right-handedness. It's a right-handed world, let's face it.
Yeah.
And I'm right-handed, but, you know,
I'm not.
Left-handed people deal with this all the time. And there was a time when, in fact, the words right and left portray that, mm-hmm. you know, sinister, meaning mm-hmm. left, is, I mean, we use the word sinister to, connote evil and bad.
That's right.
Darkness.
We do.
You know? And so, you know, being left-handed, if you force people to be right-handed, which was done for centuries, you know, and who knows how long. And
some people still see that. We were...
That's a weird thing. Yeah.
I mean, but to force kids to do that and to just keep doing it, just keep using your right hand. Don't use your left hand.
Somebody was asking us a couple of months ago, is Gabrielle left or right-handed? And we said, we can't tell. She uses both. And Danny and I said, well, you kind of hope she's left-handed. And they're like, why? Like, that was the worst thing in the world to wish. I'm like, okay,
does Laurent have a child?
So then she gets special scissors.
Laurent has a child.
Oh, we really haven't seen each other in a long time.
Oh, my God, you have a chump. And you look so good.
Thank you.
Was it C-section or just... Because you look fabulous.
It was natural.
No, congratulations on that. That's really special. That's really great.
Let's talk a little bit of news things. And you know, you were talking about religion, and so I think this is one that will appeal to you. Pope Benedict, you know, Pope Ratzinger, he apparently mishandled a priest sex abuse case when he was the archbishop in Germany.
Which one?
Which one was?
Which one? I know.
Which one did he mishandle?
Oh, which kid did he mishandle? Apparently a bunch of them.
Not the kid, the scandal.
Which scandal did he mishandle? During his tenure as Archbishop of the Munich and Freisling Archdiocese in Germany, Benedict recommended a therapy program in 1980 for a priest accused of molesting children. After returning to pastoral duty, the priest was later convicted of sexually abusing minors and was given an 18-month suspended sentence. And what they're claiming right now is, the Pope knew nothing about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jack is somebody who was abused by priests, rabbis, ministers. You went after the abuse.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I was pro.
Pro-abuse.
Pro-abuse. I was because... I had during, you know, again, this is hard to believe, guys, but at one time in the 80s, I was young and I was attractive. Yeah, believe it or not. And when I was young and attractive, I had, those priests were all over me. And those priests have a lot of money because they have the Catholic credit card, which has a huge limit on it. So let me just say, I'm not ashamed to say that I went to Rome and to Capri. I went to the Isle of Capri several times and Mykonos and all over Europe, many European trips, first class, thanks to, we called them Father Dollars, my priest in charge of my finances. So, yeah, I took advantage of it. But I was an adult and knew how to make my decisions. So the bottom line is along with my sugar daddy priest, we will all burn in hell together.
Now, not exactly where I was expecting the conversation to go, other than I was expecting it to go somewhere where I wasn't expecting it to go, because that's why we have Jack on.
just a road map with no compass.
Exactly. Yeah.
There you
exactly.
go.
But let me ask you this:
the pictures just completely out of focus.
Right? Let me ask you this: was I wrong in my 20s to being someone who really is agnostic and doesn't believe in any of that? Was I wrong to take advantage of that? Those nice offers from the Catholic Church to see the world in a first-class way at the expense of the Catholic
Church. You can't see Laurent is laughing quietly, but he's rolling on the floor right now.
You answer the question, Laurent. Tell me, was I wrong? Would you have not done the same thing?
I would not have done the same thing, but that doesn't make it wrong.
Why wouldn't you have done the same thing? It's a statue of David. I saw the Lord's Supper. I saw so much thanks to them. You don't think when those ladies in the Catholic Church are giving out their money in the offering plate, they're thinking, boy, I hope Jack gets a good trip out of this.
I don't know. And not at all where I was going with that.
Where I was really going
was, do you think this could actually bring down this Pope who... very few of us like. However,
I doubt it.
You doubt it?
Yeah.
Okay, on that note, why don't we go to the entertainment report?
All right, this has been a very bizarre Oscars because of the aftermath. Several feathers have been ruffled for various different reasons. I'm not going to go through the list of winners because if you're interested, I'm sure you know already. But I'll just kind of go down some of the list of some of the controversies since the Oscars have taken place. Howard Stern is getting criticized for his outlandish and very insensitive remarks about Precious actress Gabrielle Sidibe. She played Precious.
In the movie Precious,
exactly.
Push by Sapphire.
I'm not going to mention any names here, but at least one person was really worked up about Monique's speech. The purposely omission of Farrah Fawcett during the annual memoriam montage, I thought it was strange too.
I thought it was odd only in that usually the montage shows not just people who worked years and years in the industry, but some of the most famous ones.
B. Arthur, they didn't mention her either. And the thing about Farrah Fawcett, she was no more of a TV actress, but she did do a handful of films, and she was an actual member of the Academy.
Well, so was B. Arthur.
Okay, so yeah, that's.
Well, I think, but if you read on the web, though, a lot of people were upset about Michael Jackson being included, and yet again bumping Farrah's moment.
Yeah.
Because you know she dies, and
they
die
on the same day.
Dies,
yeah.
She's off the front page, and it's banner headlines across every website. You know, the latest on Michael Jackson's death.
Right.
And, you know, Farrah was a great actress, and she was beloved.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Unfortunate you pass away the same day, arguably one of the most...
Well, that's not going to happen to me.
No.
So were you going to not die on the same day?
Jack.
Okay. There you go. There you go. And the last controversy came via the Today Show host Meredith Vieira. She made some comments after she was interviewing the cast of The Hurt Locker. And let me get the comment here. She says, you hugged him pretty tight. She was talking about Jeremy Renner and Anthony Mackie. They were the stars of The Hurt Locker. And she said, you hugged him pretty tight, I must say, in that moment. There was a lot of man-loving going on last night. Do I have reason to be worried? And Al Roker, surprisingly and thankfully, immediately looked at her and said, why would you say something like that? And apparently, she got a lot of calls, and, you know, that was a very homophobic comment. She did issue an apology. Saying she just meant it to be a lighthearted moment, but I just thought it was a stupid comment.
It is a stupid comment.
It just kind of goes back to like, dear God, two men can never embrace without it being insinuated that they're gay. So those were the controversies of, you know, the aftermath of the Academy
Awards.
That was
Hurt Locker? For
The Hurt Locker, yeah.
Was that the war, about the war thing?
Mm-hmm. And
created by Dick Cheney and George W. Bush. Mm-hmm. Did they get any
worked.
Sort of award for executive producing? No.
Best known as the flamboyant.
But, I mean, talking about stupid comments, you'd probably be the one who's most qualified to talk about stupid comments, Jack.
Was that a stupid comment? Yeah, no, it was not a stupid comment. I give her a pass on that.
Give her a pass. Okay. Best known as the flamboyant Chess Jack on Will and Grace, actor Sean Hayes finally has come out after 12 years of being asked.
I was shocked.
Yeah,
shocked.
I mean, everybody's like, duh.
I mentioned it to Erin, and she said, like, what do you do, put it in writing? I mean,
For the most part.
But he came out, didn't he come out in such an arrogant way?
Well, like he came out
like
in a very PO'd way.
Yeah.
He did an interview with The Advocate magazine. He'll be on the cover next month. And basically, he's going down the reasons of why he didn't come out and why he felt that he was pressured from the gay community. And he says he felt burned because I think a year or two ago, The Advocate did, they had him on the cover and it said, Sean Hayes, the interview he never gave. And that really, really pissed him off.
Because he refused to give an interview.
Yeah. He refused to give an interview. But he says, he could quote, I feel like I've contributed monumentally to the success of the gay community in America. And if anyone wants to argue that, I'm open to it. Why would you go down that path with someone who's done so much to contribute to the gay community? What more do you want me to do? Do you want me to stand on a float?
Nope. Don't want him to do that. You know what I wanted him to do? First or second year, Will and Grace is on the air. It's a big hit on television, right?
Mm-hmm.
When reporters start asking, well, you are gay, right? All he needed to do was say, yep.
But, you know, I don't know. There's so many actors that are obviously...
He created the controversy for
himself. You're absolutely right, David. He created his own controversy. And right when the question first came out, are you gay, he should have said, yes, I am. And that would have been it. And, you know, Doogie Howser
yes.
did it. And he didn't. He didn't do it in an arrogant
way. No,
he got
to host the Tonys.
Yeah,
yeah,
like,
and partially
Oscars,
of the Oscars.
Part of the Oscars.
Partially.
Yeah.
Well, and that was very funny. The piece he did on the Oscars,
yeah.
Doing a song and dance bit about him not being the host of the
right.
Oscars.
Right. Well, I mean, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Patty.
I was just going to say. So basically, Sean Hayes is not only saying I'm a queen, but I'm a bitter queen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah,
uh-huh.
yeah,
and God knows.
But if we're
going to
be this hard on Sean Hayes for not coming out, okay, should we be that hard on Jodie Foster, Queen Latifah? I mean, there are others who have not officially announced that they're out. They just won't say anything.
You know, it just seemed stupider when you play the flamboyant gay character on a gay show. The two guys who are on Modern Family,
mm-hmm.
One of them is
what,
gay.
One of them is not.
Gay?
The redhead.
Mitchell is gay. The redhead is gay.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would have never.
Because I thought the other guy.
I thought it was the other guy.
He's so
spot on. No. The redhead.
They're wonderful.
Yeah.
And you know what? You know the big deal about it that they did? When the show was being prepped and promoted, this one's gay, that one's not.
Yeah.
That was it.
That was it.
It wasn't a big deal. That's the end of it.
It doesn't make any big deal.
Right. Yeah. And somebody like Patty, who watches the show and enjoys those two characters, just asked, oh, which one is the gay one?
Yeah.
Because it was that unimportant. When Leslie Nielsen...
Leslie Jordan.
When Leslie Jordan talks about being on the show, he played Beverly Leslie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he talks about what wonderful chemistry he had with Megan Mullally. And I just saw him a few weeks ago. He was here for an event for Legacy Counseling Center. So he's talking about the wonderful chemistry he had with Megan Mullally. And he talks about how Eric McCormick and Deborah Messing, really built these great characters. And the other one.
Wow.
I mean, could not stand him.
Hmm.
Could not stand him.
But this may be another topic for another show. But I would like to talk about, at some point, what is the standard for a celebrity to come out? Do they have to say the words, literally? I mean, do we not believe that they're
we should have a show on that.
Hiding who they are or not hiding who they are. If they don't say the words, I'm gay.
And listen, like, he just wouldn't answer. Just like Jodie Foster.
No, but you look at somebody like Johnny Weir, and he says he's never.
He won't say either.
Is.
Yeah.
But see, you just said it though. He won't say. But
he won't say.
But has he?
But he's not playing a gay skater, whereas Jack was
right.
playing this flamboyant gay character. Johnny Weir is. He's not playing a gay character.
But look at take Jodie Foster for example. She accepts an award at a Beverly Hills hotel. From filmmaker whatever, and in the course of her speech, she thanks.
She says, "My dear."
My dear Sydney.
Yeah, which to me is not an admittance of that being your lover, partner, whatever.
Anyway, but I don't think it's an admission.
Well, you know what I mean. If you can come up with another word for me, I'll use it. But you know what I mean.
Right.
It's not a declaration.
There you go. It's not a declaration that someone is your...
Does she have to say the words, I'm gay, for us to think?
For me, yes.
Jodie Foster doesn't have to say the words to me that she's gay. I know she is because I slept in her room so she could go sleep with another chick. One night while
well,
I was
we all didn't
with
get
the Go-Go's.
That opportunity.
So... if you ever want to hear that story briefly, I will share it with you. But she is definitely G-A-Y.
And we know she is, but I don't know. And as far as the press is concerned, media, you need to say it. Otherwise, no, I'm not going to. I'm going to respect what you want, and that is not to be referred to as that.
So if a celebrity says in the course of an interview, you know, my partner and I took our kids down to the park.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's a little different.
That's not saying the words I'm gay, but it's not hiding who you are either.
No, it's not.
David Hyde Pierce came out that way.
Yeah, I mean.
I would clarify if I'm doing an interview and someone said and Lauren says my partner took the kids down to the park and I would and I didn't know for sure I would say your partner being male or female, and I would.
Or if you really want to be identical, you can ask, well, is it your life partner or is it a business partner?
Right.
What's his name? Nathan Lane came out by saying, you know, he never really came out, but he said, I'm 40 years old. I do musical theater. You do the math.
Right.
You
know? But who's this actor everyone's talking about now that was up from the Hurt Locker?
Yeah, I was going to get to that. There's now, Patty, help me out. I don't want to say rumor. There's speculation.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of speculation that the Hurt Locker star Jeremy Renner is
That's
gay.
That's right.
It started in part because of what Meredith Vieira said. And he took his mom to the Oscars.
Right.
That's always a clue, supposedly. He loves show tunes. He's never really been, you know, connected with any female. So
is he an Olympic skater?
No, he's not.
Okay, no, well, but there, we'll have to discuss I will tell it you after this. The break. What can you call this on the air?
Your I don't butt? Know. Yeah.
But he has a really, really nice butt. And my gaydar was like going up to 11 when I saw it.
And you're on listening to Live the Weekly on 89.3 KNON FM.
Check out KNON's brand new website at www.knon.org. You can listen to KNON from anywhere in the world with our live internet broadcast stream. See the program schedule and info on all the DJs and formats. Find out about special events, upcoming benefits, and get advance tickets online. Go to knon.org and support great community radio anytime by making a pledge of support to the voice of the people. The all-new knon.org.
You're listening to Lambda Weekly on 89.3 KNON FM HD1 in Dallas and Fort Worth, the voice of the people.
It's time for
Those Darn Heterosexuals. Here's an example of heterosexual compassion. Richard Huther, the manager of Cary, North Carolina's Honey Baked Ham store, was shot in a store robbery. While recuperating, the company fired him. But after a local TV station reported the story, the company agreed to prepay his COBRA and explained that they did it for his own good. If he was fired, he'd be eligible for Social Security.
That darn heterosexual. Okay. Jesse and Bertie Wood of Falmouth, England, decided to end their 36-year marriage. They were at a point where they felt they needed a fresh start. Both were 97 years old at the time.
Go,
oh, my God.
Go 97-year-old.
Fresh start, I'm sure it's not the right word. Yeah, fresh.
Heterosexual Reverend Mark Grizzard is pastor of the Amazing Grace Baptist Church in Canton, North Carolina. As any good Baptist minister might do, he staged a book burning of Satan's literature. Those works included books by Mother Teresa and Reverend Billy Graham, as well as Bibles that were anything but the, quote, original King James Version.
Oh.
Natives of the Pacific Island Vanuatu reconciled with the great-great-grandson of the British missionary whom the islanders' ancestors ate when he came ashore in 1839. Apparently, the islanders felt guilty for eating Reverend John Williams, so they gave the family a 7-year-old girl. Who will not be eaten. And that's this week's
Those Darn Heterosexuals. Just to end up one more entertainment story. Three-time U.S. Olympic champion figure skater Johnny Weir confirmed this week that he will be excluded from the 2010 Stars on Ice Tour because the sponsors of the organization deemed him not family-friendly. This one just really baffles me.
My God.
You know,
it's like
where
David
else
being excluded from the Miss Gay Dallas pageant
for not being
gay enough?
Exactly. Right. It's like, what other place should, if he's gay?
Well, even if he's not.
Even if he's not, what other place should have?
He should be a capade.
I don't know.
I think he's brilliant. I think he's
really, he is brilliant.
I love it when people like that step outside.
Here's what pissed me off about coverage of him. What's
it was negative.
There were two of them, two other people on the team, and NBC, one of the NBC announcers announced, here's world skating champion Eric Lysacek, here's U.S. champion, whatever the other one was, and the fabulous and always flamboyant Johnny Weir. Johnny Weir has more skating titles than the other two put together.
Right.
Put together. He is a 3-time U.S. champion. There isn't a better skater right now.
There really isn't.
How dare they?
When I was a kid, I did go to the Ice Capades at some point.
Me too.
And, I mean, we've been, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, do you want to be entertained? So we watch, you know, skater after skater come out and do beautiful form and technical merit. And then somebody like Johnny Weir comes out, and I'm getting entertained.
Right.
Thank you, Patty.
I mean? What do you want?
What do you want? I mean,
you want somebody entertaining.
You want someone entertaining. Show, exactly. He gives you a show. Glad did issue a statement saying that to say that Johnny Weir is not friendly enough would be a clear jab at his perceived sexual orientation. Weir is extremely involved with his family. He's putting his younger brother through college and supports the family financially because his father's disability prohibits him from working.
And he's won more championships than any other
exactly.
skater
All
around.
Of that is nice and dandy, but why do they even have to go and prove that he's a family guy?
You know, just a side note, whatever happened to Rudy Galindo?
He's still around, but
he's still around.
He's older
pretty
now.
Flamboyant.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but he's older, so he's not, you know, he's not the current star.
Okay.
Right.
Johnny Weir is the current star.
But have you heard about the new show coming on Food Network called What Would Brian Boitano? Right.
Yes.
Talk about flamboyant.
Yes. I have seen that thing.
So maybe Johnny Weir could have show somewhere.
So here's my story. There was one of these shows coming through town, and they sent me all these pictures of these skaters that are, you know, like, you know, all these men in feathers. And so I called up the publicity person, and I said, are any of these skaters out? I would like to interview one of them. So he said, well, I don't know. I'll get back to you. He comes back. He said, you know, I just don't know if any of the skaters are gay or not. I said, I didn't ask you if any of the skaters are gay. I saw the pictures. I asked if any of them were out. And he started laughing.
Oh, that's great.
And he said, well, I'm gay too. I know exactly what you mean. But no, none of them are. And so I didn't get to interview any of them. But a whole show, you should have seen these pictures. I mean, they all looked like, you know, what they're afraid Johnny Weir is going to look like. But you know what? So he'll be in Ice Capade or he'll be on Disney on Ice. You know, he'll do one of those.
You know, it would be nice if the other skaters who were invited, because they all know each other, said, you know what, we're not going either.
Yeah.
You know, and just shut the whole thing down. Mm-hmm. But, you know.
Well, you think about it.
It takes somebody brave to do that.
They're going to get somebody, you know, big bang for their buck with Johnny Weir because he designs his own costume.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. Do you think that had Johnny just been Johnny and be gay Johnny and didn't do all the, you know, extra stuff with his costumes, is it that extra stuff with the costumes that's got them out, you know, rocking out of control where they can't deal with it?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Where does the overly flamboyant start? And just because Rudy Galindo wasn't he part of the Ice Capades?
Sure.
Ice?
Sure.
Yeah.
And this is not Ice Capades. This is Stars on Ice,
which also is the only figure skating tour in the U.S.
It's kind of the Branson.
It is.
Is it really?
One.
Well, what about the Capades?
That's not that. That's just a show. That's not.
Oh, you're saying this is the only tour of ice skaters, as opposed to ice shows,
right? Exactly.
Right. Okay.
Now, anybody can be in that show,
right? And I picked up all those rocks when I was in down there earlier. We could have had our own little Stars on the Ice.
We could have.
You know.
Okay, I'm just saying. See, I knew I heard something back there.
What is going on back there?
They're rebroadcasting our show to us.
But we're not going to talk. There's some news items we want to get to.
Yes.
Go ahead.
One of them is the lesbian who has brought the prom down in Mississippi.
I love her.
Love her.
She wanted to invite her girlfriend, and the school said no. And I guess she went to ACLU.
Well, the school said no and shut down the entire prom.
Well, at first they just said no.
Because if we can't have a gay couple there, nobody's having a prom.
Right. Exactly.
Nobody's having a prom.
But that's it. But at first they just said no, you can't bring her. Then the ACLU said no, you can't do that. Then they said, well, we just won't have a prom at all.
This is the way they handle GSAs in high school.
Exactly. That's exactly how they handle that.
Oh, well, no clubs. We're having
no clubs.
No clubs. Mm-hmm.
And what state this is happening in?
This is Mississippi.
Okay.
So a hotel owner in New Orleans has offered to not only allow his hotel to be used for the prom, but he's volunteered to pay for the bus to get the kids from this town in Mississippi down to New Orleans. You know what?
Which is not that far.
No, it's not that far. But you know what? Having a prom in Mississippi, 30 miles away, in your little town, or getting to have your prom in New Orleans? Which would you pick? Which
right.
one's going to be the memorable prom?
It will yeah. be.
Right.
And on Wanda Sykes' show, Night Before Last, she interviewed this young woman. And I guess Wanda Sykes is going to get a GLAAD award here soon. And she can pick whoever she wants to present that award to her. Well, she offered it to this young lady and her girlfriend and going to fly them out to L.A. It was really cool.
Cool. Oh,
that really
yeah.
is nice.
Yeah.
Really
hey, did you – I just to go back to the Oscars last week. Did you see the part where that guy won and he went up to accept and some heavyset white lady came up to
like, oh, yeah, yeah. It was the Kanye West moment.
It was a Kanye.
Yeah,
but
she I saw
was
that.
Like, oh, I'm being, you know what? I kept thinking, is that David Taffet's aunt? Because it just for some reason, I kept thinking, I could see her being related to David Taffet. Just the way she was like going.
But they were both. It was both of their awards. Their both names were.
Uh huh.
Well, were both of their names called?
Oh yeah. yeah.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Because
yeah.
what I read afterwards is she was part of the project at first, but she was no longer part of the project.
No, they were both listed right on the
screen. I didn't know they were both listed because I thought they just called
let
out
me
his
tell
name.
You, Jack, when Patty and Laurent win an award, and I'm just in the audience, and they seat me upstairs.
Or they try to trip you on your way up.
I will be on that stage, and I'm gonna mow LaRon down.
Right. You kvetch till he can't even walk.
Why do you think Alex is here? He's here as my bodyguard to make sure I get on that stage and push LaRon out of the
room. All right, let's remember that, Patty.
We'll see.
You have more news?
No.
Oh, okay. Patty, you had one.
Well, I just thought this was interesting. There were a lot of things going on. We could talk. I don't know if last week you talked about any news at all. But what's happening in Virginia? Have you been following that?
Yes.
The Attorney General, who is apparently fairly right wing and just recently came into office.
Fairly.
Just a little bit.
Issued a ruling to all of its public universities and college systems that they can no longer provide non-discrimination protections based on sexual orientation for any of their employees or students.
Right.
Because
only the
assembly in Virginia, meaning the legislature, has the authority to do that. Well, this caused a controversy, and students were on the uprise across the state. They're saying, don't bring your businesses here. Don't send your kids to a school here. This is crazy. And when people tried to reason with them and say, this is important. People do look at this before they send their kids here, before they attend a university here, before they get a job here, before they get a company started in Virginia. And if it's not there, we're going to lose business, we're going to lose students, we're going to lose people coming here. And he's like, no, people don't do that. But then the governor, a right-winger as well, who recently came into office, decided that, maybe he should act, because all across the same day, the day he did this, in fact, there were thousands of students on campuses across Virginia protesting.
Yeah.
And Virginia is competing right now to get a new defense contracting plant from a company that I think it's Grumman, who has complete non-discrimination policies. So the students were contacting Grumman and saying, don't move to the state.
This is no surprise. Just to remind those who may have forgotten, this is the same state that, 3-4 years ago passed a law that two people of the same gender cannot even have a contract together.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Just any contract.
Like share property.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, one thing that has happened now is with this is that even though the governor issued an executive, it's not an executive order, it's an executive declaration or something. It's some odd.
Yeah, it's not a. Let me find the word here, because they distinguished it from an executive order.
Does it have any power? General, yes, the Attorney General is saying, I still think that no. Here it says executive order. It was not an executive order though, it's an executive declaration or something like that. Something odd. Anyway, so the Attorney General is now saying. No, I still believe only the General Assembly can make the change, and it still goes. Universities cannot include gays and lesbians in non-discrimination.
Well, no matter what, it sounds like a step backwards.
Well, of course it's a step backwards.
Of course.
Well, first he issued an executive order that that talked about non-discrimination, and since he's a new governor, he can supersede Tom Kaine's, who was the former governor, mm-hmm. supersede any directives executive orders he wrote. And so he issued his own executive order that talked about non-discrimination, and it excluded sexual orientation. And then here's the word directive.
A directive.
But directive does not mm-hmm. carry the force of law.
There, so it doesn't.
Yeah.
Interesting. And very next door, right next door to Virginia, is Washington, D.C., who's doing something completely different.
Right.
Started same-sex marriages this week on the 9th.
And so did Mexico City. So now all three North American capitals, or major capitals in North America, because Laurent and I were arguing, is Central America part of North America? Is the Caribbean part of North America? And is Greenland part of North America? No, Greenland is part of Denmark, and Denmark does have an equivalent.
Well, wait a second. A little trivia.
Yes.
What's the capital of Canada?
Ottawa.
Very good.
And you can have...
You can get married
You can
there.
Get gay married there. You can get gay married in Washington, D.C., and you can get gay married in...
Mexico City.
In Mexico City. And you can, as a matter of trivia, can you get heterosexual married there?
Yes.
Yes, you can.
Penny, can I ask you a really quick question here?
Uh-huh.
And that is, do you think the first thing we'll see is states like as backwards as Texas being forced to accept marriages from other states before Texas really allows marriages, that the first step will be there will be some Supreme Court national law that says if someone gets married in D.C. and they move to Texas or they live in Texas, you've got to acknowledge
to
it. Yeah.
Oh, I definitely think that's the path that's going to happen
okay.
in Texas, because I think Texas will be among those kicking and screaming
yes.
against any possibility.
Oh, absolutely.
Of the marriage itself.
Right.
Right.
Right. So they'll be forced to recognize marriage equality in other states, and they're in Texas, and maybe before.
I think all southern states are going to be like that, especially Florida.
I see a lawsuit coming up, and, you know, Lawrence v. Texas, I think there will be Jet v. Texas right. after a while.
Jet v. Texas. And, of course, that will be when that we're talking about that's when the world will end, right?
Because we have the power to destroy yeah. civilization.
We do.
We know
yeah.
it.
So the world will end at that point, and... catch my CD in prior to all that mm-hmm. happening.
Well, Jack, Jet, we are coming to the end of another show.
Thank you for being here. Good seeing you guys.
An hour of you know what we didn't get to talk about, Jack?
What?
Phones. Jack and I did a show one time on TV, 2.5 hours, talked nothing about phones. It was the most god-awful...
Cell phones, something we didn't even know about.
Sounds idiotic. Well, it was. We're going out with music from
Under the Influence of Giants.
And we'll be back with more Lambda Weekly next week.